inadvertently motivational for me. I don't think I've shared this yet, but this is the week that trainer Dan and I begin our intensive Jingle All the Way 5K training program.
Oh.
So to the streets we go, Curtis. And generally, I don't know if you know this or not, but I will begin with a walk-run program, like some would call it couch to 5K. But I am intent on beating the near record time that I had last year at the Jingle All the Way 5K, which was 39 minutes.
Somewhere. I have an idea for this year's Jingle All the Way 5K.
Yes.
We have Wiggy begin a welcome speech, and you begin the 5K, and we see which finishes first.
Now, we get paid to talk on the radio.
Wiggy, you're a great talker. I would never say otherwise.
There are, as is always the case, there are haters all over the place.
Always.
And in the Twitch chat, somebody says, LOLs, it's 3 miles. Yes, I'm aware.
All right.
I'm not a runner. I hate running.
He smoked you.
I can't stand it. It is my least favorite thing to do.
Right.
However, I am H-E-L-L bent on improving my time from last year. Now, last year I went out there and ran 39 minutes, zero training whatsoever. True athlete.
Is it nonstop running or is it run, walk?
I don't know. Last year I ran almost all the way.
All right.
My guy, Bobes, who is an actual runner, like does Falmouth, has done half marathons, kindly stayed with me the entire time.
Yep.
Right. Forfeiting his potential for a record time in order to run with me and to motivate me.
How would you define run?
Well, I mean, I'm not as fast as I used to be in my 20s, but
that's still pretty good. Fast?
How it's also 3.1 miles.
Yeah, 3.1 miles.
Put some respect. Yes,
that's pretty good.
How did you keep track of a time 20 years ago? I don't even know what you used.
I mean, back in when I was had just finished my basketball career at Neshoba, I was much faster than I am.
So you were like 1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi.
Did you get a lot of exercise running from the cops, you delinquent?
Before we get to Leeds, it appears that Frank is calling for you, Curtis, and I guess the show from Florida. It appears that Frank is one of those non-evacuating hardos that you see from time to time. Hello, Frank.
Good morning, Greg, and no, you're totally wrong on that.
Oh, you're gone.
I just wanted to say, no, not yet. My family, my wife and 4 young kids left for New Jersey Sunday morning.
Okay.
I rent in Cape Coral, so I have to put up shutters, but tomorrow morning I'm heading over to my family in Port St. Lucie, so I don't take any of this stuff lightly at all. Trust me when I tell you.
Yeah. Well, that's good to hear.
I agree with Kurt. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, that's good. But I'm glad. I hope you get out of there sooner than later.
So, yeah, I would say this, Frank. Well, I would like to move down there, but yes. I'd only live in Florida if it's in a high rise on the water. Because at least if I'm 20 feet up, 20 stories up.
I don't think you're not safer.
That would be the last place.
No, 160 mile per hour winds.
Hurricane windows. My boy, his mom's lives down there, or his mother-in-law. They got the hurricane windows. The shutters come down. Yeah, the bottom might get flooded, but you don't have to worry about your whole crib getting demolished.
Yeah, but Wiggy, the worst part is when you lose power, you got nothing. That's the issue.
Yeah, no, so, I know that. I'm talking about the money afterwards that you got to pay for redoing your whole house. At least in the apartment, you're good
Wiggy,
to go.
I got one question for you, if you don't mind. This is what I go by since being a stupid Dolphins fan, Yankee fan, and Knicks fan. Do you agree or disagree with me? Your sports teams are like family members in court. No matter what they did, you still have to root for them. What do you think?
I 100% agree with that.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I have good news for Frank, too. I just saw this from the National Hurricane Center. It is Milton has weakened from the peak of a Category 5 hurricane to Category 4, and the belief is the landfall will be made as a Category 3 storm. And if you listened yesterday, one person on the show said it will weaken prior to making landfall.
Yeah, you're right.
Thank you.
Hey, I got one more thing, Curtis.
But TikTok says we're all going to die.
Curtis. Curtis, I stocked up on Boston Cream Yodels.
Oh, my God. Those things survive anything.
Yes. Somehow, I don't know if you remember, but breathlessly a few weeks ago, Curtis had a lead about products that cause cancer. They were not on the list.
No. Those actually might cure it. I don't know. We haven't.
No evidence behind that.
But it, I don't know that it doesn't.
They were not on the list. Well, Curtis, right. The fact that it's weakening.
And it's not a joke. It's horrible. Millions of people are going to lose their homes. Hundreds of people will probably perish. It's not funny. I just don't understand that we've separated and removed religion and replaced it with people thinking that Mother Nature is somehow being operated by the way in which we drive vehicles. Look at those that scream the loudest about climate change. They have the biggest carbon footprints. Look at real estate purchased by the Obamas, by the Kerrys, right on the water where they say we're all going to be under in a couple of years. Just look at the money people make off of this. It is obscene. It doesn't mean the hurricanes are going to go away.
Yeah.
Just, like, take off the freaking, you know, NPR tote bag and listen for yourself for 3 seconds.
It is a bit terrifying, so, clearly for some.
Yeah, I mean, to be in the eye of the storm.
Hurricanes have been, I mean, what was it, Andrew, years and years ago? I mean, they're awful.
I remember when we got one here and I was young.
That was Bob.
Oh, that was
that
a long
was
time.
That was when you and I were in our, like, teens or, or 20s.
And they were like, tape up the windows and X's, and I was like.
Oh, wait a minute. Was it Bob or was it Gloria?
Bob was 1991.
No. Look up G-L-O-R-I-A.
So it might have been Bob because.
I think Gloria was 19. I'm thinking of 1980. I would guess it was 1985 or 86.
85.
What, was that Gloria?
That was Gloria.
Laura Branigan rejoin?
Yeah.
Yeah, we could do that.
Hell yeah.
Cat? Oh, Cat 4.
I was preferring. I was actually leaning toward Van Morrison and them. Chime, which you probably don't know.
But. I don't know that one. I do know Laura Branigan, though.
Yeah. And everybody taped their windows up around here. It was pretty bad, actually.
I was afraid because we were like, you know, when you lived like in East Boston, we're like, oh, the city's going to flood. And where were we going to go? We had to stay in our houses. We couldn't go nowhere.
Well, the horrible thing was because of the situation with regard to content and television, we couldn't find out about it until the 6 p.m. news. Like, nobody could tell us at any other time of the day what might be happening with the hurricane that was coming.
Yeah, it was tape up the windows and bread for some reason.
Yeah, well, you got to get bread and milk and tape your windows up. That's how you survive a hurricane. All right. Do you want to get right to this? Let's do it.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Ted Nugent.
Great Ted Nugent. Your lead this morning, Shime?
Yeah, good morning, Greg. It's the beginning of hockey season, so of course I have to go with an NHL lead. Mm. The Athletic released their projected season standings in the NHL.
Okay.
Your Boston Bruins, way down the list. Mm. In their own division, they have them finishing third, projected-wise, at 96.6 points, which doesn't really make sense to me, because last season... the Bruins finished with 109 points, and I believe, at least from my perspective, a more complete team this year, especially when it comes to actual skaters, and not necessarily your goaltenders, but skaters. And Jeremy Swayman's going to be playing on that contract. He'll be good to go. He'll play the majority of the season. I think this team's going to be good.
Brad Marchand, a year older. Went through a whole bunch of surgeries off season,
but also might be healthier at post surgery, right? Like so, and I think having a legitimate number one center is a big deal. Mm-hmm. Adding Zadorov on the back end is another big deal. I think this Bruins team is better than they were last year. I think they will absolutely be over 100 points. I don't expect them to be at that 96-ish area. I think they'll be over 100 points. I think they'll be better than the Tampa Bay Lightning. I don't understand how you're projecting them less than that. But it is what it is, I guess. But regardless, I'm excited for this season. It's going to be a bummer to watch Florida raise their banners today. But I'm excited for the Bruins season to get underway. I'm so amped that hockey is back, and I'm ready to go, man.
What is your expectation playoff-wise, round-wise?
Well, I think...
I would like to see them get through the second round.
Okay.
That would, for me, be a very successful season based on what happened last season before that, and the additions that you made to this hockey team.
I couldn't agree more, Greg. I think that's exactly right because, right, like last year I thought the team was pretty good. They won a round and then lost in the second. This team is better. I'm telling you, this team is better than they were last year. Therefore, they should have a better result.
All right.
Winning two rounds in the playoffs seems to me to be a win. Anything after that is cake.
Okay.
All right, sure.
Game one this evening for the Boston Bruins. 7 o'clock faceoff, I believe.
Yes.
Curtis, good morning.
Drop the puck.
Drop the puck.
Very brief. I found yesterday the reaction by Gerard Mayo to Courtney's question about Jabril Peppers to be not at all an effective leadership type of answer. It's, I would have been, had I not, like, Gerard Mayo needs my advice, I would have said the statement was released by the organization. We're all going to wait for more information.
Did it bother you that he said we don't have all the facts?
Yes.
Okay.
Because if there is any, if there is a physical altercation between a man and a woman, the woman might be wrong. The man is most wrong. So there is nothing that would validate what Jabril Peppers is being accused of.
What if it is, as he says it is, a verbal confrontation, and she was intoxicated and fell down the stairs on her own?
But that's what I would say if I were, if that were the facts that I was told, or that, if that was the information I was given by Jabril Peppers as Gerard Mayo, I say, Gerard Mayo's smarter than I am. He knows that this people say things, and what you do is you say, as an organization, we clearly have no place for violence against women. We are going to wait to understand because everybody in this society is innocent until proven guilty, and we'll make a comment when we know what actually went on.
So I got a lot of comments about this yesterday. Uh-huh. A lot of people who I think agree with you, and they felt like Gerard Mayo on this show yesterday was taking the side, essentially, of Jabril Peppers without knowing exactly what had happened. Is that what?
Yeah, I mean, even if it's one of your good friends, and they tell you they were inebriated and they got in an argument, but I didn't do X, like, I wouldn't tell the world that because I don't know.
Yeah, and I mean, Gerard Mayo is a dad. He's a husband. He's like, he is a good... I think he
got some daughters.
Yes, mm-hmm. So I know... I'm sure that Gerard Mayo doesn't stand for any type of violence against women, but and I'm with you, Curtis. Like, I think that would have been a great opportunity for him to just make that blanket statement of we're an organization that doesn't stand for any right. type of violence against anybody. But it was interesting to have the lawyer of Jabril Peppers in court yesterday say that they have video evidence
right.
to show something completely different. I believe victims first and foremost, but I always have to keep that in mind because I've been known to jump toward, just as soon as you hear something. And anytime I do, my dad's a defense attorney. So my dad's always like, remember Duke Lacrosse? That's always where he goes.
Yeah.
So
no, it doesn't sound, the details
are terrible.
Do not sound good for him.
No, they do not.
And, I agree with Curtis. Like, if you're Gerard Mayo, you represent the organization first. You know,
correct.
You're not there to be the defense attorney for the players. So I agree with Curtis.
It's just like, Courtney, I understand what you're saying. It's kind of like, you know, like you got to be careful because, you know, your dad brings up Duke. This happened to a close friend of mine who's no longer here, no more, passed away. But you have to be very, very careful. And if you're Mayo, I think, you know, the best thing you could do is you probably have the information, even if, you know, Jabril Peppers is saying, hey, this isn't what she's saying it is.
Well, everybody has the information. The police report was filed. They
right.
know what she's alleging, and they know what he is saying as his excuse.
Right, so. But that, you know what I mean? So yeah. It's kind of like, just because there's a police report doesn't mean what's in the police report is true. We know that, you know, whether it's victims, suspects, we know people lie, we know stuff gets fumbled
and
around.
I am not saying that she is lying. I'm just saying whenever somebody brings up video evidence,
mm-hmm.
you don't just say that and not have something
right.
to back it up.
But every defense attorney that's ever been hired says that when the facts come out, my partner...
They don't say video evidence. Yeah, they say when the facts come out.
They'll say anything.
I
don't think it's video evidence of what happened in... If they had video evidence of what happened in the home... then he wouldn't, and it exonerated him, he would not have been arrested.
No, but once the police are called to a domestic dispute, somebody's going to jail.
No, but Wiggy,
times out of ten, it's the guy.
Wiggy, if the police are called and you say, wait a minute, please look at my cameras, it shows her falling down the stairs.
Doesn't right. matter.
Yeah, but if that was Saturday morning, by Monday, that would have been corrected. Especially as a person as high profile as the guy on the Patriots.
Yeah, well, it'll be interesting to see where it goes from here.
Curtis, great lead. Thanks. Thank you. We will get to the rest of the leads, including mine. Weather lead today, Curtis, if you don't mind. I don't want to step on your toes.
You better not make a joke.
But I will share some audio from one of your weather brethren, which may change your mind a little bit about the forthcoming hurricane.